You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
As the trade deadline approaches, the Dodgers, as usual, are one of the more interesting teams to be paying attention to. So let's talk about that with Ken Gernick. I am Allison Fetter. Ken, I'm reading a lot of Dodgers coverage, and the overlying theme is this team is fighting for wins. This is a great team effort, one of the better ones, because they've had to do it with missing a lot of, obviously, their ammunition, including Clayton Kershaw. So there's kind of a call for, you know, the front office to do something at the trade deadline to help these guys out. I guess I can see the logic in that. They've expressed some interest in maybe some relievers, and obviously looking to upgrade the rotation. I mean, is there an area where they have a better shot of maybe improving at the deadline than others?
Well, that's really up to the other teams. There doesn't seem to be that many starting pitchers available, and that's what they need the most. So that puts them in a real bind. You know, then if they're not able to get a starting pitcher without having to really badly overpay, then they have to take their second or third choice, which would be, kind of fixing pitching from the other end and try to get another late-inning reliever. And that's really what prompted all the Wade Davis rumors, although he's just one of a handful of possibilities. And you can always, get a bat. There's probably more of those available, an outfield bat, but that doesn't solve the problem, the pitching problem. It might help get more runs. So they're in this bind where what they need is not very available, and what's out there is a very high price.
Yeah, it's talking to different reporters about this same topic. My concern would be just the tier of pitching that is available is not top tier. And so if you're the best pitcher, let's say you think Chris Archer is the best of the bunch that's available, it doesn't make him, of the David Price ilk at this point with how he is performing. And so teams really have to be careful about overpaying, right? I mean, they really have to put a value and stick to that. It's easy to get caught up in it and then give up talent that doesn't really equate what they're getting back. I mean, I guess that's kind of it's like a cautionary tale during this trade season, right?
Well, that's why they should have gotten Cole Hamels last year, and they had that chance, and they didn't. And, last year they had a healthy Clayton Kershaw, and they had a dominant Zach Greinke, and they could have added Cole Hamels at this time last year, and it might have put them in the World Series. And so now they're in second place, not first place like they were last year. Now they're trying to catch somebody, and they don't have a Zach Greinke, and they don't have a Clayton Kershaw, and they're not going to get a Cole Hamels. So, this is kind of the lesson to be learned in trade deadlines, and, whether you roll the dice, pull the trigger. It's not only for that year, but it can affect you both pro and con in the following year. So, in a way, they're going to have to pay the price for not pulling the trigger last year.
Yeah, it is. It's interesting. I'm fascinated just to see how much they've been winning. I know everybody feels the same way, but as you know, I did not give them much of a chance. Even at the beginning of the season, I just wasn't that impressed because, of course, I am a big believer that the rotation gets you as far as you're going to go. Bud Norris, who played here in Houston, and I've known him a long time, pretty decent pitcher as a younger guy, has not had a great deal of success, but he gets to the Dodgers and he's pitched okay. Kind of started off strong and has had a good last couple starts, but in the middle there, a couple of clunkers. So I guess you think he's kind of exceeded expectations? I wasn't expecting much when he got there, to be honest.
Well, he was kind of a an emergency pick when Kershaw went down, and he's given them a couple real good outings. He lost an extra inning game where he was forced to pitch in relief, which isn't his role. He's given up some home runs, but he was good against Tampa. He was what they needed at the time. But that's an emergency fill-in. That's not, what they really need. And what they really need now, they're having trouble finding. So You know, I don't think that they're looking at him to be able to be a Clayton Kershaw, pitch 7 or 8 innings, you know, and win almost every start. And, you know, those just, they're not out there, you know, and you're not going to get one. I mean, Sale is probably the closest thing to it. And, you know, for what they'd have to give up, you know, that's a steep price to pay. So they've got some hard calls to make. And, you know, like I said, unfortunately, they didn't make the hard call last year, and it's made this one even tougher.
Yeah, that's a great point. Like you said, it's a good lesson to be learned. On the other side, the offense has really perked up. A really good July. I didn't realize they were leading the National League in batting average. I think heading into maybe yesterday's game, .276 average, just in the top of the league in hits and doubles, on base percentage. And some really good performances. We've talked a lot about Corey Seager, but Howie Kendrick really came on. Justin Turner, they're in like the top 10 just in batting average. So I guess those are the things that have to happen, right, in a season like this that keep the team afloat.
Exactly, and pretty much everybody that was slumping in April and May, and you hit on a few of them, you know, especially Turner. Also, Adrian Gonzalez, his bat has come alive, not so much on the power, but he's brought the average up, driving in a few runs. Grandal, who got off to a slow start, he's not hitting for average, but he's hitting for power. So it wasn't just one or two, and you already mentioned Kendrick, and you know, Turner has had a phenomenal July. So it wasn't just one guy who was hurting him in April and May, and it wasn't just one guy that got him going now, you know, as the summer has gone on. It's really been four or five guys that have gotten hot. And if they, you know, could get Puig healthy and his bat would ever come around, and also Jock Peterson, you know, they'd really be firing on all cylinders. But, you know, Puig has been an underachiever and pretty much for the last 2 or 3 years now. And Peterson isn't swinging the bat like his shoulder is ready, even though they brought him back after that slight separation. So they still have some issues, and that's why you're hearing a lot of the Jay Bruce talk.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I just think the Dodgers are going to be one of the more interesting teams to be paying attention to, especially on Monday, just because, I don't know. I mean, do you agree with I find a lot of it kind of flowery talk, but do you sort of agree with the notion that this is more of a team effort than they've had in years, that maybe they're even surprising themselves a little bit by what they've been able to put together since Clayton Kershaw went on the shelf?
Well, yeah, they have played better. You know, the flip side of that is the Giants have played worse. So, you know,
right,
they kind of met halfway. I mean, it's not just the Dodgers haven't gone 25-0 without Kershaw. You know, the Giants have really come back to them. You know, the Dodgers still had to win, and they've been playing like 600 balls since Kershaw went out. So you got to give them credit for that.
Totally, because that was something that no one expected. So, of course, that's exactly what happened. That's baseball. Okay, Ken, thanks so much. We will catch up with you after the deadline. Appreciate it.
Okay, Allison, thanks.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.